Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Russell Brown back on the show. Russell is a original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books on buying and selling a business, including strategies for successfully buying or selling a business and preparing your business for sale. And he's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and your guests on the air.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, it's over 14 years he's been a member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1998. And of course, his software, I meant to mention the software, BizPricer, is outstanding software. Russell, one of the great things that you have provided with us over the years, I'd like to revisit today, is how to value a business. Now, this is the $64,000 question, isn't it? I mean, this is the thing that every business is different, and every type of business is different. But there are some fundamentals, aren't there, to approach valuing a business, regardless of whether you've got a florist or a factory or whatever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some basic fundamentals, and one of the unique things and proprietary things that I'm able to do with the BizPricer software, which, by the way, is about, I think it's coming up on its 10th anniversary being sold, I can tailor a valuation to a particular business, a business, your business, their business, you know. Not a broad brush number that comes up for almost any business, let's say in the retail area or any business in the restaurant area. Yes. You know, that's not how BizPricer works. BizPricer takes your inputs on a series of questions about the business and through a weighted scoring system comes up with a multiplier, a tailored multiplier, that is used against your available cash flow, or might call it profit in the business.
What is the first fundamental behind all that you use when somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, okay, where do I look to my business to find the first thing that I'm going to need to value my business or to value a business I'm going to buy?
Okay, well, we go. You know what happens in any valuation, in any way you almost any way you look at it, you go back to the fundamental issue: is the business making money? And I'm not talking about that phrase in the sense of our esteemed Internal Revenue Service. I'm talking about does the business in fact create money over and above what would be a normal business salary for you running the company? Does it create more money than that for you? And if it does, you have a profitable going concern business.
When you say make money, see, as you know, most small businesses spend more time focusing on cash than they do profits. So when you say make money, are you talking about accounting profits or are you talking about cash flow?
Cash. I'm talking about
cash.
We go back to cash. What is either in the pocket of the owner of the business or could be in the pocket of the owner of the business? And let me just give you a quick explanation on that. If, a lot of small businesses that are profitable, they take money out in different ways through benefits, whether it's mm-hmm. a more expensive company car than the company needs, for example. So, or if it's a, you know, an annual trip to a some kind of conference associated with your business's industry. Say, Las Vegas or the Bahamas or someplace like that. You know, so stuff like that. So, we need to recapture that. We need to capture that extra money that you're benefiting from. Because if you didn't do that, and if it isn't absolutely necessary to the business and you didn't do it, then that would be cash profits for the business.
This is a very important for us, folks. It's what's called recasting the financials, and we're going to get Russell to help us do this some more to help you value your business, the one you have that you want somebody else to have, or the one you want to acquire yourself. We're right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.